Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's 9:39. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve is back tomorrow. Tonight at one of my favorite hotels in the city, the Radisson Blu Chicago, at the Fellini Restaurant, they are having the Dog Days of Summer from 5:30 to 7:30 and every Wednesday throughout summer. You can BYOD. Bring your own dog. In studio with us is Christine from the Anti-Cruelty Society, and you have a little friend with you, right?
I do. Good morning. Thank you for having us. So I have Salem here.
Okay.
Salem is a pit bull terrier mix, and she's 4 years old. She is a very sweet, relaxed dog. She walks very well on the leash. So all she really wants are some belly rubs.
She just want. We all want that.
I mean, we really do.
We gave her a couple. Yes. I hope that was okay.
Oh, absolutely. She wants more.
And Bob Shelley is here, the general manager at the Radisson Blu. Thank you for coming in. It's good to see you.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
How did you agree to this, to have dogs come to your hotel?
Well, every single day, our local residents walk their pets past the hotel, and they stop, and they plant their feet right in front of our doorman, and they wait until they get a treat. And I said, you know, we really need to do something special for these and recognize our local four-legged residents. And so we created a menu, and we're inviting everyone, at least on, you know, pets can come down any day of the week, 7 days, doesn't matter, and enjoy the patio. But we want Wednesdays to be recognized as they can put it on their calendar and meet up with their other four-legged friends and make that a special afternoon.
It's a party with dogs, yeah. Man.
So dogs don't have to be accompanied by their humans.
No, they can come all by themselves. Sometimes we prefer
drop
that.
Off your dog.
Sometimes we prefer that.
Bob, do you have a dog?
I do. I have a golden doodle.
Okay.
Name is Chloe.
Chloe?
Oh.
How old?
She's 7 years old.
7 years old. Yeah. I have a labradoodle. His name is Wrigley, and he's 2. Dave?
I have a mixed dog. It's named Ozzy.
Ozzy.
It's kind of a shih tzu.
What yep. Can he say that on the air?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
All right, we're good. So what's going to be happening tonight, Bob?
Well, we're going to have Anti-Cruelty Society there along with some pets as well that are adoptable. And we're featuring some of the dishes that we kind of put together for the dogs. We have 3 that we're featuring.
What we have here on TV, on CLTV?
We do. We have 3 options there. Dogs love their protein. So they've the chicken, they love beef, and they also like turkey.
Wait a second. That's for a dog?
That's for a dog.
That's like a meal, right? That looks like lunch.
I feel like I can eat this.
I think you're looking at wagging the tail, and that's the chicken breast with chopped carrots on a bed of rice and sweet potatoes.
Wow, this is fantastic.
You said you wanted some protein, Pete.
Wow, you can eat that.
It does look good. What's the one with meatballs?
This is human food, right?
That's Lost Me Lucky Charms.
Oh, that's meatballs. Look at that.
And that's Sue meatballs.
Don't eat it, Pete.
There's Lucky Charms in the meatballs or what?
No, it's kind of a play on...
God, this smells great.
Maybe
you're feeding dogs this food?
Spayed and neutered.
All right, wait. Here comes the bacon one.
This is really...
It looks like a bacon cheeseburger.
And that's
something I would
eat. That's our bad to the bone.
This is the bad to the bone?
That's the bacon cheeseburger.
Oh.
It's
on
really
and a
good.
Nice bed of rice, okay. Like brown rice.
Yeah, so we create that, and it's brought out fresh from the kitchen and served.
This is wonderful.
It smells good, too.
And we can also alter it if your dog has certain dietary.
My dog will eat anything.
Yeah, most do.
You put bacon on anything, any dog will eat it.
Anyone really will eat most anything with bacon
on
it.
This is so cute.
Wow. And Christine, so I didn't realize you could adopt dogs, too. So every Wednesday, you're going to be showing up, or someone from the Anti-Cruelty Society.
So we are partnering with Fellini and Radisson Blu, which we're very thankful for. We always love to partner with everybody in our community. So they're doing a great job with helping us get the word out about all our adoptables at the Anti-Cruelty Society, as well as part of the proceeds coming back to us, which is thankful. They go directly to our dogs and our services there. So, yeah, we will be throughout the month of July partnering with the Radisson Blu and Fellini, and we're very excited about it.
It's a gorgeous hotel, too, by the way.
I
think one of the most
hotel.
Beautiful buildings.
Beautiful building.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And also a way that we're partnering for the month of July. Every guest that stays with us, for every night they stay, they have the opportunity to donate a dollar. So at the end of the month of July, we hope to raise several $1,000 to
Look
help contribute
you.
To
wow.
and partnering with cool. Anti-Cruelty Society.
I feel like your hotel doesn't get enough credit because it's kind of behind the Prudential building, and I love it. When I have people that come to town, I always try to stop by, and you know, that area I just love. Yeah. I really do.
It's a great location. I mean, you're a little just off the main hub, so you're not playing Frogger as you're trying to get across the street.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah, that's for sure.
It's walkable to everywhere.
Okay, so adopting a dog, what do people have to do if they show up tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you or anybody you know may be interested in Salem or one of our other adoptables, then you'd come back to the society. We're located on the corner of Grand and LaSalle. All you have to do is come in, meet and greet with some of our pups. We have cats as well and some other little critters, but we find a match for you. We work with you on that. Then you'll meet with one of our counselors, and you'll just fill out some paperwork. And if it's a good match, then you could go home tonight with a new friend.
What are the questions from the counselors?
Things such like your living situation. We just want to make sure you know that you can have a dog or a cat in your building, since a lot of people do rent around here. Just any other family members, how your other family members do, as well as if you have any other animals and how they would get along with one of our adoptables.
Do you have to introduce your animal to the adoptable before you adopt?
So, good question. If you do have a dog, you can bring your dog in to do like a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. However, cats, all of our dogs do a pre-screening before they hit the adoption floor. So they are screened how well they do with other dogs, how well they do with other cats, etc. And there will be a note on every one of their cards saying, like, this dog doesn't do that well with a cat, or this dog should be the only dog in a home, or anything like that. So we usually have a pretty good idea before they go up for adoption. But again, if it works out, we hope obviously it works out. And if not, we wanted the best fit for everybody.
What's the top questions you get from people that want to adopt? Are they good with kids or other people?
Exactly. A lot of that. How friendly is this dog we get? Is this dog potty trained already? Some are, which those are great. Right. Some are not. We get them from all over. So we get a lot of different questions. Exactly. Like how good they are with kids, how good they are with other family and other animals, and then how well they walk, potty trained, etc.
And now you have snacks for the meet and greet. I mean, you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Our dogs are going to love those. Right.
I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll talk some more, and we'll keep you guys here, okay?
Great. Thank you.
We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Do you like dogs? Thanks.
What? Yeah, dogs.
Dogs. Do you like dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran, the Radisson Blue Chicago at the Fellini Restaurant. They're having the Dog Days of Summer tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 and every Wednesday throughout the summer. In studio with us is Bob, the GM, and Christine from the Anti-Cruelty Society. And we were talking off the air, Bob, how beautiful your hotel is. Who designed it? Who came up with the design?
Architect, local, Jeannie Gang. She's... Okay. The actual building itself, it's the tallest skyscraper in the world designed by a lady. So we are honored to house a hotel in that building.
Here in Chicago?
Here in Chicago.
U of I
That's
grad.
Impressive.
She was the Chicago Alumni of the Year for 2016.
Really?
Yep. It's a spectacular building and one of three architectural gems in Chicago voted by Architecture Digest.
Wow. Yeah. That's very impressive.
Three. So each architectural tour, we get pointed out, and it's a nice shout-out for our building.
Well, sure. Absolutely. If people have never been, what are some of the things about the hotel that you can tell them about?
It is an oasis unto itself. I mean, we have 334 rooms. We have a large fitness facility, about 9,000 square feet, indoor gymnasium, the half basketball court, and another 80,000 square foot outdoor walking space, jogging trail, pool. It is just a great oasis.
It's a beautiful building.
And if people show up tonight, they can adopt some dogs. And we were talking to Christine from the Anti-Cruelty Society. Again, this is a pit bull mix, right?
Yes, a pit bull terrier named Salem.
I wanted to talk to you about pit bulls, because when people hear pit bulls, it's like, oh, my God, I'm not going to adopt that dog. This dog couldn't be more mellow.
Oh, my
gosh. He hasn't barked once.
She is the sweetest dog. She is the sweetest dog, yes. All she honestly wants are some belly rubs, someone to love her, someone to walk her. Just take care of her. She's going to be your best friend.
Should people be afraid of the pit bull mixes?
Absolutely not. I know a lot of people do think that about pit mixes, but they are some of the best dogs. And they are honestly the most lovable and kind dogs.
And can someone adopt Salem?
Yes, absolutely. So Salem is up for adoption.
I think Enid's going to take Salem home.
She already has a home to go to. So yeah, absolutely. Salem is up for adoption at the Anti-Cruelty Society. And we're hoping that she gets adopted out before tonight's event. So that she won't even be there tonight, but we will be bringing some other little critters along.
And Dave, that's a great dog, isn't it?
Oh, she is.
Look at Dave's got,
she's rubbing against my leg.
Right.
He's got a dog. He's got two cocktails in front of him. three tails basically in front of you now.
I have a dog question about my dog, Wrigley, who used to sleep next to the bed. He had a nice little bed next to our bed. And suddenly, in the last 6 months, after we fall asleep, he gets in the bed. And now he just gets on the bed before we go to bed.
That surprises you, huh?
I mean,
would you want to sleep in the bed next to the bed?
Well, his bed is very comfortable as a dog bed, but it's done. I can never get him out of the bed.
He just wants to be next to you.
Once the dog's in the bed, the dog is never leaving the bed.
It's very common. Yes, it's true. They love the most comfortable spot. So even if you sometimes try and get them off the couch or whatnot, as soon as you leave, sometimes they'll go right back up there.
My dog leads a charm life. Does everybody's dog sleep in their bed, Bob?
Yes.
Does.
Really? Dave?
We let him fall asleep on the bed, and then I carry him to his bed.
Oh, right. And that happens.
What? I don't like him lying on my legs or anything during the night.
But how often do you actually move him?
Oh, I move him.
Oh, you do?
I do move him.
You pick up your sleeping dog and put him on the floor? In his bed?
I put him in his bed. And then he gets out of his bed
and gets back on the
bed. He lies down on the floor next to my wife's side of the bed.
Wow. So everybody has their dog sleeping in their bed. This is normal.
It's pretty normal.
Shoot. I'm done. It's over. Okay. All right. If people want more information, Anti-Cruelty Society, or see pictures of Salem, where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. So visit www.anticruelty.org, and we have all our pictures of our adoptables up there, more information on how to adopt, and upcoming events and such. So. And
we have pictures on our Facebook page at WGN Radio.
Perfect.
And Bob, if people have never been to the Radisson Blu, I suggest that they should go, but what's the website they can check it out?
They can go to RadissonBlueChicago.com.
You got a great hotel.
Thank you.
You do. It's like you're big time and you know it. It's like, I know I got a great hotel. Yeah, and everybody knows it too.
Time.
Thanks for coming in. Good to
appreciate
see you guys.
Thank you.
We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.